This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome Rabbi Yisai to the Kailo Mitzuyanim here in Kew Garden Hills, New York. We're continuing our series on Biur Tefillah. We call it Gateway to Tefillah. And we're continuing in the Berachas HaShachar. We did Asher Nosan LaSach Vivino, Shalai Sani Goy. We gave a shir on Adon Olam. Now we talk about Shalai Asani Oved. And this shir is sponsored by our good friend Rabbi Tzalel Rose in Los Angeles, Le'ilei Nishmas, his brother Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shavna Aliyah, Shemei El Tziyosh Shavna Mishracha, for Simcha Sanachas, for Sarvus Adbi Eskoel Tzedek.
Amen.
Okay, so Shalai Asani Oved. So the first question is, you already said Shalai Asani Goy. God, thank you that I'm not a Gentile, which, by the way, we explained from Reb Schwab, this is not a denigrating bracha. We're not saying that they don't serve an important function in this world, but we're thanking Hashem for our opportunity to be commanded in mitzvahs, gadol mitzvah v'aisa. So once we're not a Gentile, why do we have to thank Hashem, shalai asani oved? An eved kenani is a Gentile, so we've already said that. We've already said, shalai asani goy. What are we adding by saying shalai asani oved? So the Levush writes, V'achar kach brochat Hashem al kenim achalam b'shalai asani oved, rotz leimar, eved kenani, a Gentile slave, a sha'af al pi, nevertheless, in other words, I but I already said shalai asani goy. No, sha'af al pi shu toiv min agoy, an eved is better than a goy. Why? Because an eved is chayv in mitzvah, it's like a woman. K'di alfinan la la me'isha. Nevertheless, we are much better. Because an Eved Kenani is very degraded. Shein la yachas. He has no yichus. He has no connection to his ancestors. It's a chosavos. An Eved Kenani does not have the merit of the forefathers. V'asur basi. So he cannot marry a regular Jewish woman. Ushar in yone shiflos yeshbay. And he has other degradation. In other words, Levush is saying that we thank Hashem for not being an Eved Kenani, who's much better than a goy, but nevertheless, he's degraded, he's lowly, he doesn't have chasavais, he can't marry into the Jewish people, and he has other inyanei shifla. So, according to Levush, shalaya sani oved eved kenani. But, other Rishonim learn, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Yakar, who's the Rebbe of Rashi, in his Perish HaTfila, when we say shalaya sani oved, the kavana is not an Eved Kenani, because we already said Shalai Asani Goy. How many different nuances of Goy are there? Should we say Shalai Asani, this country, that country? We're gone forever. How many different Minim there are, yeah? Vafilu Eved Yisrael, meaning thank Hashem, we're not an Eved Ivri. Because an Eved Ivri, l'fisheina bershusa, l'kayim ha-mitzvahs koray, he's not in his own domain to fulfill the mitzvahs kayyoyim. Machbidin olav lasis malachte, the whole day he can't do mitzvahs. Yeah, maybe he could daven shachas and put on tefillin, but that's not a leben. He can't learn as he wishes. He can't pursue avodas Hashem as he wishes. So we thank Hashem, not that we're not an Eved Kenai, we're not an Eved Ivri. Now, in the Sefer Oilas Tamid, the Oilas Tamid was a Sefer on tefillah written by the tzaddik Rav Shmuel Hamaner. And he writes in his Perush that when we say Shalai Asani Oved, one of the thoughts we should have is, God, thank you for taking us out of Egypt. Because if we'd be in Egypt now, we would be building pyramids and making the Sphinx and mummifying cats and mummifying Paro's breakfast. So we would be stuck there in Egypt. So we know that Chayiv Adam Liroy says Atzmai Kilu Yatzam Mitzrayim. So this is something we don't only think about on Pesach, but every day of the year when we say Shalai Asani Oved, we thank Hashem for taking us out of Egypt and taking us out of the land of the asp and the crocodile. Yeah. So V'yesh L'chavin B'hoida Zu Gam Amash Hashem Yizbach Hitziloi Hayoyim Me'avoid Avoidas Perach B'choymer Ulevenim B'yaretz Mitzrayim Hatmeya. V'loshen HaRambam, b'chol dar v'dar, chayiv adam l'rois es atzmoy, ki'ilu hu ba'atzmoy, yatza, ata, mishibud, Mitzrayim! Yeah? I'm not available. Tell me I'm not giving shir. Yeah. Okay, so, ata mishibud, shenema v'yisonu oitzim isham, v'yal davar zet, siva kadosh baruch hu b'tayra, v'zacharto, ki eved ayisa, v'yaretz Mitzrayim. You need to remember that you yourself were an eved in Mitzrayim. Now, this is the Pshat Reb Shmuel Hamaner, and that God saved us from Avodas Parach, and we have to imagine that we ourselves were Meshubed to Paroi, and this is one of the kavanas we should have when we say the Bracha Shleis Ani Oved. And in Rav Reuven Melamed Sefer on Tefillah, Tefillas Chana, he says when this pshat was shown to the Mashgiach in Panovich, he praised it very much. Okay, now we go on to another dimension over here. That what do we thank Hashem for when we say Shalai Asani Aved? So we've brought this siddur a number of times, the Tefillah LeDavid of Rabbi Avram David Varman. Rabbi Avram David Varman. He says, this is from the Eshel Avram of Buchach, that part of the kavanah to have when we say Shalai Asani Aved, he says, Ki Yadua, Ye Shloimer Horemez Gamkein. You know, the Pasuk says about Klal Yisrael, this Makartim La Avodim Ve'in Koina, that we will be sold as Avodim and nobody will want to buy us. So on the one hand, that's a great klala. We're so pathetic, we're so disgusting, nobody would even want to buy us. That's part of the Teichacha. But one of the deeper meanings here is Klal Yisrael inherently have such chairos and such freedom of spirit and such broadness and such a sense of belonging only to God, that the concept of avdus is not chal on us in any sense at all. Because we are only and solely avdei Hashem, we cannot be avadim to anybody else. That, in other words, there's a other nations of the world have some degree of a slave mentality. You know, you could hire them, and they have satisfaction, and they have they're tzufrid in working for other people. The Jewish DNA is such that the concept of avdus is so antithetical to our nature. We like to be our own boss. We don't like to work for other people. That's what it means. Shalai Asani Oved is that, like, as opposed to other nations that they have a degree of slave mentality, the nature of the Jew is that we are only avodim Tashem and we are not avdei paroi.
That's why we don't say the bracha Shalai Oved Hashem.
Again, that's, you know, we addressed that already. We don't say any brachos in the in the positive, we spoke about why we do that. So this is another dimension of the bracha Shaloi Asani Oved, that the concept of avdus is not chal on us in any sense. And in this sense, by the way, we are called banim lamakayim. Banim lamakayim means that we cannot be avadim to anybody else. And then the idea dawned on me, and I got very excited that I say, you know what? I think I thought of a new pshat in the bracha Shaloi Asani Oved. We all know that there's a great machlokes in Shas, and this is one of my favorite subjects. Are we avodim to Hashem? Or are we banim to Hashem? So Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bizman she'oisim ritzayne shalmakom, when you do the will of God, we're banim. Bizman she'enoisim ritzayne shalmakom, then we're avodim." That's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir holds, "Bein kach u'bein kach nekram banim." Regardless, nevertheless, we are always called banim lamakom. So I would like to suggest that we know, even though we always paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and we never paskin like Rabbi Meir, the Rajba writes in two tshuvas that regarding this machlokes, whether we're avodim or banim, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir cites four psukim. Rabbi Meir cites the pasuk banim loy emun bam, banim mashchisim, b'nei kelchai. Rabbi Meir cites four psukim. So the Rajba says we paskin like Rabbi Meir. So number one, we could say like this. Shaloi Asani Oved. You know what we're thanking Hashem for? We're not like the Gentiles that maybe are avodim to Hashem, but we paskin like Rav Meir, bonim lamakayim. Every morning we wake up in the morning and we say Ribbono Shel Olam, and this is the way the Sefer Pitzataya D'Oraisa expresses it. He quotes the Rajma that there's machlok Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and you would have expected the halacha to be like Rabbi Yehuda, and yet the halacha is like Rabbi Meir. So maybe, therefore, when it comes to this situation, we are obligated every morning to wake up and to express our gratitude and praise and glorify and sanctify and show Haidah, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shaloi Asani Oved. I'm so happy the halacha is like Rabbi Meir that I'm not an Eved Hashem, I'm not an Eved HaKadosh Baruch, but rather I'm Banim LaMakom. After all, it's such a great gift that we are banim lamakayim, so we should thank Hashem for it. When do we ever thank Hashem that we're banim lamakayim? The answer is every morning we say Shaloi Asani Oved. Or we could say, even like Rabbi Yehuda, Ribon Hashem, thank you for helping me in a be on a madrega that I'm oisim ritzoinoi shel makoim, so that I'm not in the bechina of Eved, but I'm on the bechina of Ben. But at the very least, since we pass like Rameir, the pshat is that we're thanking Hashem that ben kach u ben kach nekraim banim. So these are a number of things to think about. Number one, that we're not an Eved Kanani, we're not an Eved Ivri, we're not working in the Sphinx in Egypt, that the concept of Avdus is antithetical to the Jewish nature, and we are in the Madrega of Banam Lamakim. Rabbi Yisai, have a great Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.